今天正道的经文是《约书亚记》2:8-21。二人还没有躺卧，女人就上房顶到他们那里，对他们说：“我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。这地的一切居民在你们面前心都消化了。”因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎样在你们前面使红海的水干了，并且你们怎样带约旦河东的两个亚摩利王西宏和噩，将他们进行毁灭。我们一听见这些事，心就消化了。因你们的缘故，并无一人有胆气。耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神，现在我既是恩待你们，求你们指着耶和华向我起誓，也要恩待我父家，并给我一个实在的证据，要救活我的父母、弟兄、姐妹和一切属他们的，拯救我们的性命不死。二人对他说：“你若不泄露我们这件事，我们情愿替你们死。耶和华将这地赐给我们的时候，我们必以慈爱诚实待你。”于是女人用绳子将二人从窗户里坠下去，因她的房子是在城墙边上，她也住在城墙上。她对他们说：“你们且往山上去，恐怕追赶的人碰见你们，要在那里隐藏三天，等追赶的人回来，然后才可以走你们的路。”二人对他说：“你要这样行，不然你叫我们所起的事就与我们无干了。我们来到这地的时候，你要把这条朱红线绳系在坠我们下去的窗户上，并要使你的父母、弟兄和你父的全家都聚集在你家中。凡出了你家门往街上去的，他的罪必归到自己的头上，与我们无干了。凡在你家里的，若有人下手害他，流他血的罪就归到我们的头上。你若泄露我们这件事，你叫我们所起的事就与我们无干了。”女人说：“照你们的话行吧。”于是打发他们去了，又把朱红线绳系在窗户上。下一段经文是在希伯来书11:31。妓女喇合因着信曾和和平平地接待探子，就不与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡。
Today's Bible reading is from Joshua chapter 2, verses 8 to 21. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up to the roof and said to them, "I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites of the east of Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts sank, and everyone's courage failed because of you, for the Lord your God is the God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives for your lives," the men assured her. "If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land." So she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. Now she had said to them, "Go to the hills so that the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there 3 days until they return, and then go on your way." The men said to her, "This oath you made us swear will not be binding on us, unless when we enter the land, you have tied the scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers, and all your family into your house. If anyone goes outside your house into the street, his blood will be on his own head. We will not be responsible. As for anyone who is in the house with you, his blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on him. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear. Agreed, she replied. Let it be as you say. So she sent them away, and they departed, and she tied the scarlet cord in the window. The second Bible reading is from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient.
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
今天我们来思想一个人物。
Today, let us consider a character.
那么借着这个人物呢，来思想作为我们这个时代的人生活在这个社会当中应该做怎样的选择。
And through this character, consider how we should make our decisions in the world that we live in today.
圣经里边写了很多人物，写了很多故事。
The scripture has many narratives of various characters.
让我们从这些人物和事件当中来学习很多重要的原则。
That through these personalities and these events, we can learn many principles.
圣经不单单是给我们很多教条。
The scripture doesn't just have lines of teaching.
因为这个教条的话，怎么在实际上能应用呢？
Because how can these teachings be used in everyday life?
这些人的生命的见证就变得很活，很实际。
And so the testimony of these characters becomes alive and very practical.
那么今天我们讲的这个人是个非常特殊的人物。
And the character we will speak of today is very special.
她是个妓女。
She was a prostitute.
妓女怎么能上大雅之堂呢？这个怎么能拿到一个很高贵的地方来讲呢？
How can a prostitute be spoken of on the pulpit today?
而且呢，在新约圣经一开始的时候
，and at the very start of the New Testament,
就是耶稣基督的家谱
there is the genealogy of the Lord Jesus.
那么，既然耶稣基督家谱拉合的名字也提在那儿了
，and in his genealogy is this person Rahab.
这个很糟糕
such a sad situation.
这个简直就是骂人嘛，对不对？
It seems like a curse or an insult.
这个我们山东人在骂人的时候就是你这个什么羊的是吧？这个他可能翻译不出来。
sometimes in China we question the family of who you are from.
所以这个是一种羞辱。
It's very shameful.
可是在这个神的儿子道成肉身，在他的家谱里面居然有一个他的姥姥姥姥姥姥姥那个姥姥居然是个妓女。
But in Jesus' genealogy, a certain one of his ancestors was a prostitute.
从这里我们看到神是何等的爱我们。
And here we see how much God loves us.
神何等的怜悯罪人。
How much mercy he has on sinners.
所以一个罪人悔改。
That when a sinner repents.
一个罪人归正。
When a sinner corrects their ways.
神的心里是何等的高兴。
God's heart is so glad.
神看重的不是他曾经失败的过去。
He doesn't see their past failures.
神看重的是一个人居然他能够归正过来。
But that a person can become right.
神就把他的名字写在耶稣基督的家谱里面。
And so their name is written in the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
那么现在我们就看看这个人到底做了什么事情。
And let's see what this person did.
那么他一出现的时候
when she first appears,
其实我应该就从第一节把它读下来啊，因为我怕经文太长，因为今天又是联合崇拜，所以我就把第一节到第七节给省掉了。
So we have summarized the scripture today, not including from verse 1, due to length issues.
我们需要对这个背景来介绍一下。
But let us introduce the context.
这个约书亚记的记录
The record of the book of Joshua.
是摩西带领以色列人走完了四十年的旷野。
Following Moses leading the Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness.
那么以色列人训练已经可以预备好了要进迦南地了。
And the Israelites are prepared to enter the kingdom of Canaan.
那么因为摩西没有最后被神所 认同他可以带领以色列人进迦南，所以摩西就死在约旦河以东，没有进到迦南地区。
In the end, Moses was not allowed to enter the kingdom of Canaan, and so he died in the land of Edom.
那么这个时候，神就另外立了一位领袖，就是约书亚，来带领以色列人进迦南地。
And at this time, God selected a new leader, Joshua, to lead the people into Canaan.
那么这个话说，这里有一千。就是公元前一千将近四百年，也就是说，距现在三千四百年之前的事情。
A story that occurred roughly around 1400 BC.
那么这个时候呢，约书亚接过这个领导的这个带领以色列人进迦南的这个权柄以后
，At this time when Joshua took up the authority to lead the Israelites.
这时候他们还在约旦河的东岸。
They were still on the eastern side of the River Jordan.
那么这时候他们要看一看这个他们要去的地方，他们尤其是第一场战役要打的地方到底怎么样。
And they needed to spy out the land, especially the battlefields.
那么他们第一个要打的地方就是耶利哥。
And the first place is the city of Jericho.
那么我们这一次去以色列的时候，我们就到了摩西最后死之前在尼泊山，他来看这个迦南地的那个地方。
And so some of us who visited Israel saw the mountain Naboth where Moses looked upon this city Jericho.
其实在尼泊山上看耶利哥看得很清楚。
Actually, from this mountain you can see Jericho quite clearly.
大概有那么七八公里的距离。
Only about 7 or 8 kilometers away.
那么，然后这个时候以色列的这个营盘就在约旦河的东岸。
And so the Israelite tribes were camped on the eastern side of the Jordan.
那么那个时候呢，约旦河的水域很宽。
At that time, the River Jordan was very wide.
他们要过约旦河，然后就第一场战役要打耶利哥了。
They must cross the river and attack Jericho.
那么耶利哥这个城，叫香草城。这个香草应该翻译成什么？City of Vanilla, something like that. 这个也叫棕树城，就是 Palm City. 据说这个是人类历史上最古老的城市之一。
And so they say that the city of Jericho was a city of vanilla and palms, one of the most ancient cities in the world.
那么，当时迦南人、亚摩利人，住在里面。
And the Canaanites and the Amorites lived there.
那么这个城市当时从人的眼光来看，建筑的非常坚固高大。
And from man's vision, it was a very stable, very powerful city.
我们知道以色列人是什么人？
What were the Israelites like?
奴隶。
They were slaves.
他们出埃及40年在旷野。
They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们没有兵器。
They have no weapons.
怎么去攻克这样一座坚固的城呢？
How will they siege this fortified city?
所以他们有恐惧的心理是可以理解的。
So we can understand if they were afraid.
所以在这个时候，在没有去进攻之前的时候，
And so before they attacked the city,
就派了两个人去看看，窥探一下这个城到底怎么样。
They sent two people to spy out the city.
很奇怪，这两个探子到了这个耶利哥以后呢，就进了这个妓女的家。
Very interestingly, these two spies entered the house of a prostitute.
那么他们为什么进了妓女的家呢？
Why would they go to the house of a prostitute?
我们不太明白。
We don't know.
这个大概那个地方是比较公开的地方。
Maybe it was a very public area.
去的人比较多。
There were many visitors.
所以这个你随便去一个别人的家里边，那肯定不行。
You can't just go into a random person's house.
那么你要去旅馆里边，可能要实名制登记。
If you go to a hotel, maybe you need to register.
所以去个妓院好像，男人嘛，对吧？比较不大容易被注意。
But if you go to a prostitute's house, maybe it's not so obvious.
所以呢，他们就选择了去这个妓女喇合的家。
And so they chose to visit Rahab's house.
而且这个喇合的家呢，他是。在城墙上面，他的房子就住在城墙上面。
And Rahab's house was located on the city walls.
所以可能他们万一有什么事情要逃跑，可能也比较方便。
Maybe it's very convenient for them to escape.
总之圣经并没有告诉我们为什么他们去了，可是他们却去了一个非常巧合的这么一个关系里面。
So the scripture doesn't really record why they went, but it seems to be a very interesting coincidence.
那么这个正好使他们找到了一个愿意跟以色列人合作的人的家里头。
And it just so happened that they came to go to a house of someone who was willing to cooperate with the Israelites.
其实他们这个这两个探子进了拉合的家以后呢，就被人发现了。
Actually, as soon as they entered the house of Rahab, somebody noticed them.
然后就把这个事情给告密。
And reported them.
然后呢，这个耶利哥王呢，就差人到这个拉合的家里边去抓这两个人。
And the king of Jericho immediately sent people to Rahab's house to capture them.
然后拉合呢，就把他们叫到这个他的房子的顶上。
And so Rahab took them up into the roof of the house.
然后呢，就用一些这个河街把他们隐藏起来。
And hid them there.
然后就那个那些找的人到拉合的家里面了。
And the officers came to Rahab's house.
然后拉合就撒谎。
And so Rahab lies.
他说这个人确实来了，但是现在呢，他们已经走了。
And she said those guys came and now they're gone.
然后他们从哪来往哪去，我也不知道。说你现在赶紧出去追，就追得上。
And I don't know where they're going. Maybe you can catch them.
然后他们就到约旦河的渡口就去追了。
And so they went to search for them, by the river Jordan.
那么这些人追赶的人走了以后，
and after those people left,
就是今天我们所读的这段经文，
we read the passage today.
就是这个拉合自己他向这两个探子所做的见证，
the testimony of this person Rahab to these two spies.
那么先把这个故事说一下啊，在整个耶利哥城里面。
So first we should say that in the entire city of Jericho,
甚至于在后来整个迦南地的这个当时以色列人去攻打迦南的时候，那个整个迦南地的那些人，
even amongst all of the residents of the land of Canaan,
只有拉合和他一家的人得救了。
Only Rahab and her family was saved.
所以其他的人都抵抗。
Everybody else rebelled.
那么然后他们就一同灭亡。
And so they were all destroyed.
所以拉合这个人是个非常了不起的人。
And so Rahab was very incredible.
在当时的这个就是耶稣的家谱的背景里面，居然他有一席之地。
In Jesus' genealogy, she has a special mention.
所以而且特别提到了妓女拉合。
And it specially records her as the prostitute.
所以这个是个很了不起的一件事情。
And so this is an amazing thing.
到底她的了不起在哪里呢？
What was so special about her?
那么下边我们看她的见证啊。
Let us see her testimony.
她说这个她等着那些追赶的人走了以后，她就上房顶去找这两个人了。
She says when the officers left, she went up to the roof.
她说我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们。
And she says, I know that the Lord has already given this land to you.
并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。
And because of you, our hearts are shaken.
这地一切的居民在你们的面前心都消化了。
And that all the people in the land melt in fear.
说因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎样在你们面前使红海的水干了。
For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea.
并且你们怎样带约旦河以东的两个亚摩利王，就是西宏和噩，把他们进行的毁灭。
And what you did to the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond the Jordan, whom you utterly destroyed.
说我们一听见这些事情，心就消化了。
As soon as we heard it, our hearts melted.
说我们没有一个人为你们的缘故，没有一个人还有胆量了。
And there was no courage left in any of us because of you.
下边一句话很重要，说耶和华你们的神本是天上下地的神。
The Lord your God is indeed God in heaven above and on earth below.
所以下面说，这个现在我既这样恩待你了，就求你指着耶和华向我起誓，也要这样恩待我和我的父家。
Now then, since I have dealt kindly with you, swear to me by the Lord that you in turn will deal kindly with my family.
而且要一个确实的记号证据给我。
Give me a sign of good faith.
然后要救活我的父母兄弟姐妹和一切属他们的，拯救我们的性命不死。
That you will spare my father, mother, brothers and sisters and all who belong to me from death.
那么你读了这段经文，你有什么感想？
How do you feel when you read this scripture?
啊，你有没有感觉拉合这个人很糟糕？
Did you think that Rahab was a very conniving person?
为什么？因为她是一个民族的败类。
Maybe she is a traitor to her people.
因为她对把自己的民族出卖了。
She sold out her people.
所以这个在人的眼光来看是个非常糟糕的人。
In the eyes of humans, she is very despicable.
因为她想救活自己，把整个全城的耶利哥的人全部给出卖。
Because in order to save herself, she sold out all the people of Jericho.
其实翻过来说呢，她出卖不出卖，耶利哥的人都要灭亡。
On the other hand, you might say that all the people of Jericho were already doomed.
就是肯定是要完蛋。
They had already no chance.
她已经知道了这件事了。
And she knew this.
她只是不愿意和这些人一块死而已。
She did not want to die with them.
弟兄姊妹，你我们这些人
brothers and sisters, what about us?
我们有没有知道，很快我们今天生活的这个世界就要像耶利哥一样被上帝毁灭
？Do we know that the world we live in today will be destroyed just like the city of Jericho?
那么，你愿意和这个世界一同灭亡，还是你愿意像拉合一样选择要活下来呢
？Would you rather die with the world or choose to live like Rahab did?
为什么拉合能够做出这样的一个选择，而其他的人没有呢
？Why was Rahab willing to make this choice, but not other people?
圣经里边一提到拉合，一定把他的职业给他提进去。
Whenever Rahab is mentioned in the scripture, her profession is always mentioned.
那就是她是个妓女。
That she is a prostitute.
为什么老提这个妓女呢？提多难听呢
？That's such a shameful thing. Why is it always mentioned?
这个地方很重要。
This is very important.
你知道妓女有什么特点？
What is special about a prostitute?
啊，妓女有什么特点？
啊 ，What is special about a prostitute?
不专一。
啊？
不专一。
不专一。
She's unfaithful.
我不知道啊，这个，因为咱们大概没有几个人做过妓女的人，咱们大概不知道妓女是怎么回事。
Maybe we don't have experience of working as prostitutes, so we don't know what it's like.
我们可以想一想。
But let us imagine.
妓女的日子每天都在过什么日子
？What kind of days do they live?
你要知道，拉合这个人虽然她是个妓女
，We should consider that even though Rahab is a prostitute,
但是她是一个被人尊重的妓女。
But she was a prostitute that was respected.
从哪里知道
？How do we know?
因为他全家的人愿意到他家里来 聚集。
Because her entire family was willing to come to her house.
最后他的家的确得救了。
And her family was saved.
为什么得救了
?Why were they saved?
就听他的话嘛。
Because they listened to her words.
他就说哎爹妈兄弟姊妹朋友都到我家来。
And she said, hey, mom, dad, friends, come to my house.
以色列人要来消灭这个地方了。
The Israelites will come to destroy Jericho.
你到我家来你就不会灭亡。
Come to my house and you will not die.
一个妓女谁愿意到她家去啊
Who wants to go to the house of a prostitute?
这就表明什么问题呢
What does this mean?
就是这些人并不是低看她的。
It means that no one looked down on her.
表示她在她的家里边还有相当的说话的权利的。
It means that in her family she had good influence.
大家并没有因为到她的家里边去感到羞耻的。
No one was ashamed to go to her house.
愿意到她家里边被她保护的。
They were willing to have her protect them.
表示这个人在她的家里边还很有说话权柄。
Which means that she was still respected amongst her family.
可是她毕竟是个妓女。
But she is a prostitute.
在历史的研究里边
In studying history,
这个当时这里所说的这种的妓女
the prostitute that is written here,
并不是我们今天所说的妓院里边的那个妓女
it may be a little bit of different to the prostitutes in the red light district today.
那么当时的妓女大部分是一种宗教的庙妓
the prostitutes back then were often shrine prostitutes.
那么他们是在行这个就是迦南人最后被上帝毁灭了，这是原因之一啊。就是他们的宗教呢，往往到了在敬拜的时候，他们就有这种性行为的这个伴随在里面的。
One of the reasons that the Canaanites were destroyed by God was that in their worship they often had sexual acts.
所以呢，他所谓的妓女，并不是我们今天单纯为了赚钱的那种妓女。
And so this prostitute may not be the same as the prostitutes we know today who only work for money.
他们在某种意义上来说是女的祭司。
In some sense, they are like female priests.
所以从这个角度我们再想一想这个妓女喇合是一个什么身份的人。
And so let us again consider what it means for Rahab to be a prostitute.
首先她是一个女祭司的话。
If she was a priestess.
所以她是个女的祭司啊，她是个这个 female priest， 是个在宗教里边是很有地位的人。
And so in a religious sense, she had a lot of standing. She was a priestess.
那么，这种人现在的社会里边到哪里去还有呢
？And so what is this like in today's society？
在印度教里边还有。
In Hinduism, they still exist.
如果你到印度北部去旅行的话。
If you go to some areas of northern India,
你还会看到印度还有这样的妙计。
There are some temple priestesses just like her.
那么这些人在这个你像耶利哥这种大的城市啊，他在里边做妙计的话。
So these people in the city of Jericho, if they are temple priestesses,
那么进到这个庙里边来敬拜的是些什么人呢？
What kind of people are people who go to worship in the temple?
有资格去和这些庙妓里边的这些，特别是有姿色的庙妓去嫖这些庙妓的人，他不是嫖了，就是跟他们发生关系的这种人，通常都是什么人呢？
What are the type of people who can worship with the temple priestess in the temple?
那么第一，都是相当有社会地位的人吧。
Probably those with social standing.
可能是很虔诚的宗教人士。
Those who have very pious religiosity.
可能是很有政治地位的这个官政府官员。
Perhaps those who have governmental authority.
可能是很有钱的那个富商。
Perhaps those who are very wealthy.
所以他们有资格到庙里边来做这个宗教的仪式。
Those who have the right to go to the temple to see the temple priestess.
然后他们有这个资格可以去跟这些比较有姿色的这些女人去发生关系。
And they have the right to worship with the temple priestess.
因此作为一个这样的女人。
And so being this kind of woman.
所以她看到的所经历到的都是些什么呢？
What are the things that she experiences?
假如我记得那时候看这个康熙皇帝的时候。
A long time ago, I was watching a documentary on, emperor.
不是 documentary, 就是那个康熙清朝的时候这个康熙那个电视连续剧。
The television drama of Emperor Xi in China.
有一次康熙就到妓院去了。
And one time he went to the, whorehouse.
那么他就去那个地方叫做棉叶楼啊，这个就不用翻译了。这个然后他就去看这个很多这个北京的官员都到那个地方去。
And he noticed that many officials in Beijing went to this place.
你想象这个在那个妓院里边的那些妓女看到那些清朝政府的官员来嫖他们的时候，那种场面的时候，他们是第一个可以看到这些男人的另外一面的人。
And you can imagine that the prostitutes who worked under this situation, they can see the other side of the officials of China.
大家能明白我说的意思吗
？Can you understand how this would be like?
所以妓女喇合，她是一个以亲身经历看到那些表面上看起来冠冕堂皇的男人另外的一面。
And so the prostitute Rahab could clearly see the other side of the leaders of Jericho.
因此他有一个对这个耶利哥的文化有最深感受的人之一。
And so she is one of the people who had the deepest understanding of the culture of Jericho.
所以他们看到了他们宗教里边的那个败坏的那一面。
They can see the corruption in their own religion.
他看到了他的政治的败坏的那一面。
They can see the corruption in their government.
他看到了他的民间败坏的那一面。
They can see the corruption in their society.
妓女是最有资格说这些人很败坏的人。
The prostitute has the right to say these people are corrupt.
虽然喇合是个妓女
，even though she is a prostitute，
但是她的心里面是不认同这些事情的。
But in her heart, she does not give right to these things.
她以自己的痛苦 见证了这个文化的败坏。
Her own suffering is a testimony of the corruption of her people.
所以在她的过去的那个生活的理念
，and so in her old life，
她心里边痛苦
，she suffered，
甚至于她仇恨
，perhaps she hated it，
甚至于说她说这种的文化我怎么办呢
？She said, "What can I do about this situation?"
弟兄姊妹，我们在没有信主之前的时候
，Brothers and sisters, before we came to know the Lord。
我相信我们虽然跟妓女喇合不一样
even though we, perhaps we were not prostitutes,
可是我们或多或少的对我们的世俗文化有了解
but I'm sure to some extent we came to understand the culture of our society.
凡是我们心里边还有正义的人
all of us who have a sense of righteousness in our heart,
不管我们是生活在中国
whether we live in China,
不管我们是生活在澳洲
That we live in Australia,
我们一定会感觉到这个世界上有很多道德败坏的事情。
Surely we have a sense of the immorality of the world.
然后我们再看看世界上这些宗教里面的东西。
And we look at the religions of the world.
我们看看商界、商场里边这个那些尔虞我诈的东西。
We look at the economy and the market.
那么我们看看我们的政治。
And we look at our politics.
里边有多少是？很糟糕的事情。
How much is it corrupt?
我们有没有一个智慧的眼睛看到，其实这个世俗的文化是一个已经根本上败坏了的文化呢
？Do we have eyes to see that society is corrupted?
如果我们心里边还有那一份正义的话
，If we have a sense of righteousness in our hearts,
我们一定会对我们的这个社会环境有这样的感受。
We should have this kind of feeling about our society.
这是。喇合故事的第一段
This is the first part of Rahab's testimony.
就是她生活在最终的时候
That when she lived in the world of sin,
她不认同那个东西
She does not follow it.
她很痛苦
She suffered.
但是她没有出路
But she had no escape.
她经历的越多
The more she experienced,
她就看得越透
The more she understood it.
第二件事情
The second thing.
就是这里她说了她说我们听说了知道了一些事情
And she said that we have heard of certain things.
所以她说我就知道这个地方上帝已经赐给你们了
And so I know that the Lord has given this land to you.
她说为什么呢
Why is this so?
因为她说我听说了你们的故事
Because I have heard of your story.
那以色列人是如何的出了埃及
How you came out of Egypt.
那么上帝如何在西奈山上颁布他们的律法
And how the Lord gave you the law on Mount Sinai.
然后神如何40年在旷野的里面来训练他自己的子民。
And how in 40 years you were trained in the wilderness.
然后现在他们已经来到这个耶利哥的东面。
And now you have come to the east of Jericho.
已经进行了第一场的战役。
And you have begun your battle plan.
那么就是把这个约旦河以东的亚摩利王的两个王，一个是西宏，一个是噩。把他们进行毁灭的那种的状况
and that you have destroyed the kingdoms of Sihon and Og
那么上帝为什么毁灭那些地方呢
Why did God destroy those places?
亚哈自己的这个喇合自己心里明白
Rahab knows
因为这个地方是太糟糕了
Because they were so corrupt
所以必须要毁灭
So they must be destroyed
所以这些以色列人他们进到这些地方去这个毁灭这些地方的时候
And so as the Israelites destroyed these places
那么首先要毁灭的是他们的宗教
First they must destroy their religion
把他们的这个庙宇全部都要拆毁
Destroy all of their temples
然后把他们的偶像都要打碎
Smash all of their idols
所有的与这些东西有关系污秽的那些通通都要毁灭
All dirty things that are related to these must be destroyed
那么喇合都看到了
And Rahab saw these things
听见了
She heard these things
她心里边产生一个反应
and, her, and she reacted
其实这个反应不仅仅是恐惧
and this reaction was not only fear
而是她心里边产生了一种盼望
but also hope
她说这是对的
and she said, felt that this is right
这些东西是本来就应该毁灭
these things deserve destruction
我亲身的见证这些东西就是应该毁灭
I know that they deserve destruction
她说以色列人的行为是正义的
She said, the actions of Israel are just.
这个上帝借着以色列人所做的是件美好的事情。
The things that God did are a beautiful thing.
他说以色列人要毁灭耶利哥吗
She said, will Israel destroy Jericho?
应该的。
Do it.
说这样的文化
This culture.
这样的民族
，these people
已经不应该再生活在这个世界上了。
Do not deserve to live。
但是他心里边有一个盼望。
But she had a hope。
他说：“上帝啊，我知道我以前错了。
”She said, "God, I know that I was wrong."
他说：“我知道你是对的。
”I know that you are just。
求你饶恕我。
May you forgive me。
求你拯救我。
May you save me。
所以他说，我要帮助这两个探子。
And so she said, I will help these spies.
那么当他接待这两个探子的时候，
And when she welcomed these spies,
我相信在这个妓女的心里边也一定产生了一个很大的震撼。
I am sure that she felt amazed at this event.
我相信这两个人绝对没有瞟她。
That these two spies did not, abandon her.
如果这两个人也和其他的男人一样来和她发生关系的时候
if these two spies did the same thing to her as other people,
她自己就可以见证这些以色列人和我们耶利哥人没有什么区别。
She would know that there's no difference between the Israelites and the Jericho people.
可是当这两个神的子民来到了这个污秽的地方的时候
But when these two people of God came to this dirty place,
正像圣洁光芒一样来到他们中间
It was just like light and holiness coming amongst them.
所以他们绝不做那种低贱的事情
And so they did not do those dirty things.
那么这个拉合他看见了
And Rahab saw this.
他说这一些神的子民
And she said, These are God's people.
他们的生活他们的见证他们的信仰是我想要的
Their life, their faith is something that I want.
所以借着这两个他亲自跟这两个人接触的时候他心里边的信心得到了坚固
And so when she met these people, her faith was hardened.
这个在我们中文里边叫做弃暗投明能翻译吗
And we call this a strengthening of faith.
弃暗投明，弃就是抛弃了。Through their darkness and 弃暗投明怎么翻译？大家
so she abandoned her darkness.
投就是投靠。
And grasp the light.
Yeah, something like that. 就是抛弃黑暗，要进入光明。
So she abandoned the darkness to enter the light.
所以她。做了这么一个非常重要的决定。
She made this important decision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多我们中国人来到西方世界。
So many of us Chinese people have entered the Western.
为什么我们来到西方世界
？Why do we come to the Western country?
哎，我们觉得西方世界好一点。
Because we think they're a bit better.
那么很多人来到西方世界以后
，Many people come to the Western culture.
就开始进入教会。
And they enter the church.
为什么进入教会
？Why do they enter the church?
因为他们注意到了。这个社会的好一点是有一个好正确的指导思想来导致。
Because they noticed that this better society comes from somewhere.
所以他们说为什么他们好
？Why are they better?
因为他们的指导思想是正确的。
Because their principles are better.
而那指导思想是从哪里来的
？And where did those principles come from?
那么他们与他们的信仰是有关系的。
Probably it has something to do with their faith.
所以我们就进到教会来研究西方文化的基础。
And so we come to the church to understand why Western culture is better.
那么这就对了。
And so that is right.
那么神已经在今天的历史当中
And God in the history of the modern world.
那么使我们看到了他自己的见证
Has shown us his testimony.
那么这个就像拉合一样
Just like Rahab.
看到了这个见证
She saw this testimony.
她看到了自己的文化的那个缺陷
She saw the failures in her own society.
看到了以色列文化的先进
And saw the modernness of the Israelite culture.
弟兄姊妹我们有没有看到中国文化的缺陷
Did we see the failures of the Chinese culture?
那么中国文化很历史悠久
And there's a long history in China.
中国文化中国人也非常的努力
And Chinese people work very hard.
那么但是最后呢中国的文化很丑陋。
But in the end, there are many embarrassing things in our history.
那么为什么
?Why?
中国人缺少了什么东西呢
?What are we short? Where did we fall short?
是因为我们不够聪明吗
?Is it because we are not intelligent enough?
不是。
No.
中国文化咱们中国人有一句话不知道他能不能翻译啊就是我们自认为中国文化是博大精深的。
Sometimes we are very arrogant.
那么我们觉得我们的文化很伟大。
We think that our culture is so magnificent.
其实弟兄姊妹我们的文化里边有致命的缺陷。
But we have a great failure.
很简单的一个问题 我们中国人连人是什么我们都不知道。
Amongst Chinese people, we don't even know what people are.
人的生命有什么价值我们也不知道。
What is the value of a human life?
人为什么活在世界上我们也不知道。
Why should we live?
这个最根本的这些东西我们根本就不清楚。
And we don't have any understanding of this most foundational question.
这些东西从哪里才能知道呢？
Where can we know?
这不是思想家能够知道的。
I'm not from philosophers.
因为他也是个人。
Because they are also people.
他被他妈妈生下来的时候，他也是什么都不知道的。
They did not know anything when they were born.
所以这些东西从哪里可以知道？
And so where can we know?
只有造物的上帝的启示，我们人类才能明白。
Only from the revelation of the Creator can we know.
我不知道为什么上帝有一点不大公平。
Sometimes I feel that God is not very fair.
为什么中国人这么大的民族到现在我们才知道？
Why did Great China only come to know now?
为什么上帝偏爱欧洲人？
Why did God favor the Europeans?
让他们先得到了圣经。
That they can receive the gospel first.
后来我明白了。
And finally I understood.
上帝不是不公平。
Not that God is unfair.
因为中国人太骄傲了。
But because Chinese people are too arrogant.
在这个新约主耶稣复活升天以后，
When Jesus Christ resurrected,
那是中国的汉代。
That was in the time of the Han Dynasty.
那么那个时候中国的文化已经非常辉煌了。
In that time, the Chinese culture was very magnificent.
福音其实早就传进过中国。
Actually, the gospel already went to China.
多次的传入到中国。
Many times.
中国人拒绝这些东西。
But China rejected it.
不是上帝不爱我们。
It's not that God doesn't love us.
是我们的骄傲拦阻了神的这个工作在我们中间。
But that our pride prevented God's work.
所以那时候福音传向欧洲的时候，
At that time when the gospel went to Europe,
欧洲还是非常落后的文化。
Europe was quite
非常野蛮的那个时候。
Was quite barbaric.
但是当他们首先 接受了圣经以后，
But when they received the gospel,
他们被圣经化了。
They were gospelized.
他们就成为世界上最先进的文化。
And they became the most modern society.
那时候中国几乎成了世界上最落后的文化。
At that time, China became the most behind society.
所以当西方人的这个枪炮打开中国国门的时候，
And so when Westerners came to attack with guns and cannons,
那时候中国人什么形象？
What did the Chinese have?
男人是留着一个猪尾巴在后面。
The men have the pigtails.
女人出来的时候都走路这样的。
The women's had their feet bound.
因为我们女人裹小脚。
Because the women bound their feet.
技术极其落后。
And the technology was very behind.
文化极其黑暗。
The culture was very dark.
这个政治极其腐败。
The politics was very corrupt.
那时候我们一看到西方人过来，
As soon as we saw the Westerners,
就像妓女喇合看到以色列人进来一样。
It was like when Rahab saw the Israelites.
所以他们就开始崇洋。
And so they...
我们中国人就开始崇洋，就觉得向往西方人。
And so they sort of worship them.
那么，在这样的情况下，中国人才谦卑下来。
Only in this situation did China become humble.
福音才渐渐地传到中国的文化里边来。
So that the gospel could gradually enter into China.
那么这里边有多少人，我们中国人有像喇合这样的智慧呢？
How many people were like Rahab?
就是当他看到一个先进文化的时候，其实他看到先进文化的背后，原来是他的信仰产生的结果。
That when they saw a modern culture, they saw the roots of that modernness.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们有喇合的眼光。
I hope that we can be like Rahab.
然后我们像喇合一样，要做一个勇敢的决定。
That like Rahab, we can make a brave decision.
那么喇合当时他的表现是拯救这两个探子。
And so what Rahab did was she saved these two spies.
然后用信心把他给他的那个红绳拴在他的窗户上。
And through faith tied the scarlet knot on her window.
其实这个为什么这个两个探子给他一个红的绳呢？
Why did the spies tell her to tie a red tie?
大概这个与他们的逾越节，他们曾经把羔羊的血涂在门框上有一点关系。
It's probably related to the scarlet blood of the Passover.
这个红是表示以生命来拯救的意思。
Red represents to save life.
所以那一个红绳，
And so the red scarlet tie,
在某种意义上是预表着耶稣基督的宝血的保护救赎。
In a certain sense, it represents Jesus Christ's salvation.
那么在今天我们读的最后的一节经文，
And in our second scripture today,
圣经里边对喇合就有一个评论。
There's an analysis of Rahab.
所以他被列在这个希伯来书里边这一些信心伟人的那个 list 上面。
And she was listed amongst the men of great faith.
那么第三十一节是这样说的。
It's written in verse 31.
这个希伯来书十一章第三十一节。
From Hebrews chapter 11.
你看这里又提到妓女喇合。
It says once again, Rahab the prostitute.
下边说因着信他就曾经和和平平的接待探子，就不与那些什么的人，不顺从的人一同灭亡。
By faith did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace.
顺从什么？顺从什么？顺从上帝的计划。
Obedient to the plan of God.
上帝要毁灭那个败坏的文化。
God would destroy the corrupted society.
那么神要更新那个地方的文化。
And he'll reform the culture.
那么这个时候，你作为那个败坏文化里边的一员
，At this time, as a member of the corrupted society,
你有一个最后选择的机会。
You have an opportunity to choose.
那就是你要抛弃那个败坏的文化，来归向那个光明的文化呢？还是你甘心和这个败坏的文化一同灭亡呢？
Will you abandon the corrupted society or will you be destroyed along with it?
这时候人要做选择。
And so at this time people must choose.
我们说我们人生最重要的事情就是做选择。
And we say the most important thing in our lives is to have decisions.
人生最痛苦的事情就后悔。
And the most painful thing is regret.
最宝贵的是机会。
And the most valuable thing is opportunity.
所以在以色列人没有进入到迦南的没有这个去攻打耶利哥之前的时候
，And so before Israel was to attack Jericho，
他们还有一点点的机会
，They had a small opportunity。
这个时候你怎么样做决定呢
？At this time, how will you choose？
就是取决于你做决定的依据。
It depends on the basis of your decision。
喇合的依据是什么
？What was Rahab's basis？
是他凭着他自己这边的良心。
It was by her conscience.
她看到了她原本文化的败坏。
She witnessed the corruption of her society.
她看到了以色列人是上帝的子民。
She saw that the Israelites were the people of God.
她看到了毁灭耶利哥那个败坏的文化是上帝的旨意。
She saw the will of God, which was to destroy the people of Jericho.
因此她做了决定。
And so she made a decision.
她要因着信来归向上帝。
That through faith she would obey God.
所以她做了一个勇敢的决定。
And so she made a courageous decision.
她拯救这两个探子。
And she would save these spies.
如果这个事情被发现了
，If this was discovered,
她是耶利哥当中首先被杀的人，对不对
？She would be the first to die.
那么她耶利哥王肯定要把她杀了。
The king of Jericho must kill her.
所以她拯救这两个探子。
And so when she saved these spies,
是。非常勇敢的行动。
It was a very brave action.
然后他把两个探子从窗户里边坠下去。
And she let them out from her window.
用他的行为见证了他的信心。
With her actions, she was a testimony to her belief.
然后他把全家的人聚集到他家里。
And she brought her whole family to her house.
把那个绳拴在他窗户上。
And tied the rope on her window.
他得救了。
And she was saved.
弟兄姊妹，今天神有一个旨意。
Brothers and sisters, today God has a will.
那就是很快，上帝要把这个罪恶的世界通通毁灭掉，像耶利哥一样。
And that is that God will destroy the corrupted world, just like Jericho.
我们有没有看到耶利哥的罪恶？这个世界是当毁灭的。
Have we seen that the world deserves destruction?
我们有没有看到神在所有信仰他的文化当中所做出来的那美好的见证
？Have we seen the wonderful testimony that God has done through His faith?
那么现在我们要做一个决定。
And today we must choose.
你要和这个世界一同毁灭。
Will you be destroyed with the world?
还是我们要再翻译弃暗投明。
Or will we choose the light?
那么这个时候我们要把我们那个绳拴在窗户上。
And at this time we must tie the rope around our window.
这就是耶稣基督的救赎。
And that is to be saved by Jesus Christ.
这是今天我们从喇合身上要学习的。
What we should learn from Rahab.
那么你有这个勇气吗
？Do you have this bravery？
要抛弃这个世界
，to abandon the world，
接受 耶稣基督的救赎
and accept the salvation of Jesus Christ,
在某种程度上也是需要付一点代价
to a certain extent you must pay a price,
你有这个勇气吗
do you have this courage?
愿拉合的见证帮助我们
I hope that Rahab's testimony can help us,
使我们在有限的机会里边能够做出正确的决定
that in these limited opportunities we can make the right decision,
不至于当我们失去机会的时候后悔
so that we do not regret,
愿神祝福大家
May Lord bless everyone.